Sabah is set to hold its 17th state election this year. As the hustings start to play out in the state's ever-complex political landscape, Sabahan voters are jaded. The constant politicking has contributed to Sabah's perennial problems of water and electricity disruptions, as well as poor roads. On the ground, people hope for political stability, for Sabah to finally move forward.
It makes us feel like an underdeveloped state, because only underdeveloped state will have an issue of electricity, water, road. But we do hope that at least a small part of Sabah can be shown they have treated water and slowly expanding toward the whole Sabah. As a Sabahan, I of course will support the party who really bring Sabah forward. Because we indeed lack of development from a lot of sector, from economy-wise and stuff. So I'm looking forward that which of the party that can really bring forward of Sabah to the better Sabahan of tomorrow. Mainly because Sabah is actually very high in potential. High amount of tourists from all over the world come to Sabah. If any party can really bring Sabah forward, I guess Sabah will be a better place.
Bagi saya, perubahan yang paling saya inginkan untuk ada pembaharuan dari segi macam politik begitu kan adalah bagaimana kerajaan yang akan memerintah selepas ini yang menang itu untuk menaikkan lagi martabat Sabah, khususnya dalam pendidikan serta pengetahuan tentang politik, teknologi lah. Sebab kalau kita tengok sebagai contohnya negara-negara lain sudah bersaing untuk meningkatkan teknologi mereka serta pengetahuan tentang isu semasa pun meningkat. Tapi bagi di Sabah, boleh dikatakan dia masih di belakang untuk itu. Kalau di tempat tinggal saya, isu-isu kecil itu adalah contohnya tangki kadang-kadang kehabisan air, khususnya waktu malam. Kan orang-orang ada yang balik dari kerja gitu, sekali guna tempat mandi itu. Tapi so far di tempat saya tinggal memang mencukupi lah. Tapi kalau tempat lain tuh yang selalu hangat sekarang, contohnya isu UMS tuh, itu masih lagi seperti yang orang dengar sekarang.
Over the years, water supply problems in the state's main university, University Malaysia Sabah, have sparked a string of protests. The most recent, in June, saw demonstrators in the state capital, Kota Kinabalu, burn a caricature of Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, demanding an end to corruption. The Sabah Water Department has been hit with a graft scandal as an official remains on trial for money laundering, and some Sabahans don't see a solution anytime soon.
Benda ini adalah wacana international, wacana global. Tapi sayangnya di Sabah masih lagi bercakap tentang politik-politik persepsi, politik-politik perkauman. Itu yang menyebabkan politik menyalahkan Malaya. Kan? Benda-benda begitu sebenarnya tidak membantu sedikit pun Sabah maju ke depan. Seterusnya adalah saya memang mengharapkan Sabah ini mampu punya idea bagaimana boleh meningkatkan infrastrukturnya. Bayangkan, ada satu universiti yang sangat besar, yang paling gah, universiti nomor satu di Sabah, yang duduknya di tengah-tengah bandaraya Kota Kinabalu, ibu kota negeri, punya masalah air. Dia adalah gambaran betapa teruknya masalah air di daerah-daerah lain. Dan tidak ada penyelesaian apa-apa oleh kerajaan.
Long-time political leaders in Sabah are trading blame for the state's problems. Opposition parties portray the current government as a failed one. The incumbent has shot back, saying the issues persisted even when the other side was in power.
Yeah, apart of the water issue, electricity issue, road issue, there were issues some failure of the government. They promises a lot but did not deliver. Kos sara hidup rakyat pun meningkat. Let's see the promise to give something to the people, but in order they ask the people itself masuk GRS baru dapat. We are ready, we have all the detail, we will expose during the campaign time. whenever the GRS took over, it's getting worse because at the time when I was the deputy chief minister and the minister of the Jabatan Kerja Raya, I already proposed almost 4-inch paper to the chief minister to consider if we don't really taking care of this matter, Sabah will be in trouble.
You talk about water, you talk about health, you talk about education, you talk about, you know, the need of infrastructure. You know, it's very unfortunate. And people can just use slogan to please for ears to hear whatever they said is good, but it is not in tandem with what the people on the ground felt, you know, which is something is totally way out. I mean, you talk about basic necessity, not only in, you know, in town areas, you talk about water supply. In all districts in Sabah, ration is there. It's not only about, you know, talking about winning votes, winning elections. I mean, GRS has been there for 5 years. I mean, they do realize that. Don't tell me that within 5 years you can't resolve the water problem, even electricity, even medical facilities. When I was there as the chief minister, I did allocate funding to University Sabah, Malaysia.
As you all know, it's all over social media. Infrastructure, roads, water, electricity. But these are legacy issues. It didn't happen when this government, after this government came to power, then we had this problem. It is a long-standing problem. But the good thing is, with the increase in revenue, we now have the resources to address this problem. But it will not be, we will not be able to solve it overnight. It will take time. And based on planning by the respective departments, we should be able to solve this problem in the next 2, 3, 4 years. Let's say, for example, water. The lifespan of the pipes, about 40 years. You need to replace them. Now this is being done. We are now building new reservoir. We are now building new water treatment plant. This should help solve all this problem, address all this problem. Based on assurance from the relevant department, we should be able to see lights at the end of the tunnel in as far as solving this problem.
Sabah is the only state that has changed its government more than 5 times since Malaysia's independence. Political analysts believe the instability has led to neglect of issues on the ground that matter. One expert predicts Sabahans will vote for candidates who show they can solve everyday problems.
I think we have this issue of lack of effectiveness by the civil service, and as well as the lack of focus by whoever is entrusted to govern Sabah. Because if you look at Sabah's political history, we have been under the rule of the same political elites for many, many years. And if they are in power, the focus is not to resolve all of this, you call it municipal issues, right? But the focus is on to remain in power, because if they don't do that, if they don't focus on politics, they will lose power. They have to focus on consolidating their position because they don't want to lose power. So if you don't have this focus on resolving issues related to infrastructure, then of course you will have this issue of lack of water supply, lack of electricity,